Hey, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty Bumper Car. What is in your bucket today? You don't have a bucket? Everyone's supposed to be... We were supposed to be sending out buckets. It was our big end of the summer thing that we were supposed to be sending out, like a promotional item. It was called the Natty Bumper Car Bucket Brigade, is what we're going to call you guys. And it doesn't have anything to do with fire. It's not that kind of bucket brigade. But it's like a bucket that you, it had the logo on it and everything. And then you guys could go and put whatever you wanted to in your bucket so that at the beginning of every episode, I would be able to lean in and ask you, hey, what is in your bucket? And then, it's fun. So you could be like, I've got a frog in my bucket. I'd be like, that's crazy. What's his name? Whatever. It's just a conversation starter. You know, a lot of homes, and this is in other countries, obviously more advanced countries than our own, would have buckets right there. There's at the front door or at the living room, maybe the dining room, never in the kitchen because we don't want to confuse and put hot foods in it or anything. Unless that's what your bucket's for. You know, that's the thing, too. The greatest thing with buckets is there's not a lot of rules about them. You can do a lot of stuff with buckets. Let's say, and we're going to really flip the script here, that you have to get something that's up on a shelf. You know what you're going to do is you're going to flip your bucket over and step on it. You can do that. Let's say that it's raining outside a lot, and you don't want to get your new haircut wet, messed up. You just got your hair did. Flip that bucket over, put it over your head. You got a hat. And not only a hat, but a hat that is going to keep the rain off. It's going to keep the sun off. If you're thinning of hair, then it's going to protect you up there. If you're at a baseball game, a lot of people wear buckets at baseball games. I'm sure you've seen this. It's all over the place because they don't want to get hit in the head with a ball or maybe somebody, they're at an opposing team's stadium and, you know, oh, I got to look at that guy down there. And if somebody's going to throw something at him, there's a bucket. They're fine. They're safe. Let's say you get into some sort of a snowball fight. This is another good, and sometimes accidentally, but the snowballs have ice in them, and that can cause an injury. That can cause blunt force trauma to your head. You're going to go to the hospital for that. You're going to be kept there, very disruptive of your day. But you have a bucket on, you're fine. You're protected. Now let's get back to like normal bucket things. Like, what can I put in my bucket? Again, anything. You can make stuff in your bucket. Like, let's say you've got some dirt. All right? I'm going to put a little bit of water in there. I've got mud. Just like that. And then, you know, if people would say, what are you doing? Why'd you make mud in your bucket? It's all dirty now. You could say, hey, listen, I'm opening a mud pie stand here. Back off. It's my Nana's recipe. My grandma, I don't know any other word. My mommy, Grammy. I like Grammy. We'll go with Grammy. It's my Grammy Bumper Car's special recipe for mud pie. And I put the dirt in, and then I put the water in, and it's tap water. It's very good. And I mixed it perfectly, and look at this. It's beautiful. You can put marbles in a bucket. If you're into collecting seashells, I've seen people collect seashells in their buckets, okay? You can write things on pieces of paper, little slips of paper, and drop them in the bucket. And then they're just in there for you. You can walk up and down at intersections and hold your bucket out. Maybe somebody's going to put some money into it. Maybe. Again, it's very open-ended, and it's a great adventure, and I'm sorry that we haven't gotten those out to you yet. So listen, Bumper Podcast, buckets are the new thing. Natty Bumper Car, Bumper Podcast, Bucket Brigade, booyah!